National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Dogs can do some pretty amazing things, and if you listen to the show regularly, you know that. But get that. So here's another one. Give this a try. 3 a.m, mom and dad are sleeping. A child who's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old has a diabetic attack in the middle of the night. Mom and dad have to keep, even 12, 13 years old, a baby monitor in that room. And they're up half the night, every night, thinking, is it going to happen? Is it going to be? It impacts their sleep. And it impacts the child as well. But not if there's a dog at that child's side. And it's not only children, it's adults that can use and do use diabetic alert dogs. They tell people when the insulin crashes or when the insulin does the very opposite and goes sky high through the roof. Saving lives, literally saving lives. Vicky Santo, if you're a baseball fan, you know the name Santo, as in Ron Santo. Hall of Fame, third baseman, Chicago Cubs. Played for a year or so with the White Sox as well. And when he passed away, as a result of diabetes, complications, Vicky said, I've got to do something about it. And there are already many people out there working on a cure, or working on more effective treatments. But there aren't enough out there working on providing these dogs for quality of life of people who have diabetes today. And she is making, and these dogs are making, an enormous difference. We will have the honor of speaking with Vicky Santo later in the program. If you have a cat, you want a veterinary practice that loves your cat as much as you do. Cat-friendly practices, that is what they're all about. Dr. Elizabeth Collarin will explain that. And sadly, between the wildfires up in the Northwest, those hurricanes that hit Houston, and then after that, the entire states of Florida and Georgia. Well, it doesn't have to be a hurricane. It doesn't have to be a wildfire. It could be a tornado. It could be a fire in your own house. What do you do to prepare for an emergency? And we will talk about that. I will offer some tips that you will want to hear if you have a pet. And if you have a pet with a behavior problem, I am here to help you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. Diane in Wisconsin, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
What's going on?
Well, I read your column when somebody was really concerned about what to do with a new baby coming in the home, and they had a cat, and so they were talking about getting rid of their pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's sad when people use that approach. Years ago, when we had a new baby coming, and we had a cat, and he was a very sweet, gentle cat, but he was a very big cat. And our concern was that, out of curiosity, if he jumped into the crib and landed on the baby's midsection, that's a lot of weight on a little baby.
Sure.
We hung a screen door on the nursery.
Ah.
And put a hook up at the top so the cat couldn't push it open. And it worked beautifully, because that way, whenever the baby was going to be around the cat, we were there to supervise. I mean, common sense would say you wouldn't let an infant unsupervised with a pet, but unfortunately people do. And so a screen door was the perfect answer.
I love that answer. I think that's a great idea. I don't know that everyone's going to do that, and I don't know that I would be handy enough. I'd have to hire 17 people to put in the screen door. But I think that's a terrific idea, because that way you can see the baby. And you can obviously hear the baby very well if the door is closed, if it's just the screen door, and it does keep the cat out. And, you know, when you're in the room, what some people do is then they're determined to keep the cat out of the room all the time. They're afraid the cat's going to suffocate the baby. Can you believe I just said that? That's stupid. That is a myth. That really doesn't happen. Now, what can happen is the baby feeds, and the baby doesn't wipe the baby's face. Mom may not do a great job of wiping off the face. If you're a cat, are you interested in what the baby's just fed on? Of course. So you're going to look at the face. I mean, that's not a surprise, is it? I mean, it figures. But also, cats are curious. So they're going to want to wander about the room. And the more you want to keep the cat out, the more the cat wants to go inside that room. So I say let the cat go inside the room just so you're there to supervise. So it's not only about cats. The same with a dog. The same with a parrot, a rabbit, a guinea pig. I don't care what kind of pet you have. If you have a toddler or an infant, absolutely adult supervision is necessary. Thank you so much for a great idea. And you know what? I absolutely agree. Most of all, a baby comes into the house wonderful. You don't have to get rid of the pet. Please don't do that. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I'm not a meteorologist. I am also no climatologist, but I can tell you that with warmer waters come more hurricanes potentially. Certainly larger hurricanes that stay alive longer, and the longer they are alive, the more likely they are to hit land. It's just kind of the odds. So some hurricanes veer off and don't because they kind of die out and they never have that opportunity. But hurricanes that are around longer are more likely to hit somewhere. Now, that somewhere on this side of the world can be Mexico, can be Central America, maybe even South America, or certainly the United States. And we've experienced it this year like no other year. And the good news is that organizations like FEMA, partially because they have to, because the laws have changed, are paying close attention to rescuing animals, knowing that people will not leave if they cannot leave with all their family members, and that includes the pets. And once they leave, shelters, now if they are government shelters, must provide space for pets as well. And other shelters know enough to do it. Not every shelter, but many do. So that's the good news. But disasters can happen above and beyond hurricanes, and they can happen anywhere at any time. I mean, you can't predict them long term. But whether it's tornadoes or wildfires, gosh, that's terrible. And I don't think it's gotten enough press in the news, what's gone on earlier in the year with the wildfires this year. But it can be anything that can happen, even happen in your own home. It can be a fire. It can be a fire down the block. and you're told to evacuate your house. It could be a gas leak somewhere around the corner from where you live, and you're told to evacuate for whatever the reason. And the possibilities are endless, and hopefully it will never happen to you. But if it does, we do know that being prepared is hugely helpful and might even save your life or your pet's life. So let me go through some ideas here. First, carrier train cats and small dogs. Have the carriers handy, know where they are, but boy, oh boy, you take out the carrier, think about where your cat goes. Or if you have several cats, making it even more complicated, they scatter all over the place. Carrier training them is truly possible. So you take out the carrier, and at worst, at least they're kind of like, they may not be happy about going in the carrier, but they're not running to other parts of the house to hide. At best, may even, when you ask them to, walk into the carrier. I know, sounds crazy, sounds impossible, but it is possible to have that happen. Why is that important? Because time is often of the essence. And there have been so many, I mean, countless instances where cat owners have said, I've got one, but there are three other in the house, and I just couldn't find them, and I had to get out. Well, if they're carrier trained, in part also you being able to grab that carrier quickly, that helps a whole lot. Never assume. And this is number one and two on the list. Carrier training cats and also small dogs. And the same, also number one on that list, is that whatever the emergency is, do not assume it won't last. Or I'm told it's going to be over in 3 hours, because you never know. Take the pets with you, if you possibly can, and if you are home, of course. If you're not home when something happens, you can't do anything about it. But if you are home, always take the pets with you. Well, an increasing number of shelters, as I talked about, do provide space for pets. Some don't. And or you may prefer to stay at a hotel or motel. Have a list in advance of pet-friendly hotels and motels. For many reasons, it's unwise to leave a pet in a yard. Just leave them out there all day. I can go through a list of reasons, and we're mostly talking dogs here, right? But it's absolutely, here's another reason. When something happens, and we saw this in Houston more than we did in Florida. Not only Houston, but where that hurricane hit in the adjoining states and north of Houston, where animals were outside. Because of the climate, in part, people kept them outside, and they perished. Or indoor-outdoor cats were out, and again, I can give you a whole long list of reasons why cats are better indoors only, but they happened to be out at the time, and so many of those people never saw their cat again. Know where your pet's medications are. If you evacuate, be sure to take those meds with you, and that incidentally includes flea and tick protection and heartworm prevention. Some experts, and if you go look online about emergency preparedness, you'll read about having food out in a waterproof container. And yes, waterproof containers, incidentally, a very good idea. But having food out somewhere in the house in a separate container that you just grab and take with you. Sounds like a good idea. But here's the problem. If the emergency doesn't happen for 5 years, you've got food that's been there for 5 years and may have bugs in it, and that could bring bugs into your house before there's ever an emergency. I think that a better idea is to have a whole bunch of waterproof containers to put pet medications in, for example. Yes, pet medications. Be sure to take those with you. But as far as food goes, have the containers handy in a place you can get to them, and then quickly scoop the food, or if it's canned food, grab the cans and take them with you. Don't keep a separate storage of cans that are likely to be expired by the time an emergency occurs. All dogs and cats must be microchipped. I mean, that I should say should be, but really must be, really. And not only microchipped, but identified with the provider. Without an identification as to who they are, registered with that microchip provider, they'll scan should the pet get lost, that lost dog or cat, but nothing will come up. Or maybe old information. So if you've moved, changed phone numbers, changed email addresses, update that information with the microchip provider, just like you would with the post office. For cats, remember to bring along a litter box and cat litter. Don't depend on your phone. Batteries run out. So have a list of phone numbers, maybe someone else who can watch the pets, maybe longer term in an emergency, a friend or family member. And certainly your veterinarian's phone number. Have all that written down. As well as, you know, it's in the phone, I know that, but the phone battery may run out and you may not have an opportunity to charge your phone. Those stickers outside your door that say Pets Inside, you can get them all sorts of places online, including the ASPCA. Coming up next, the conversation about diabetic alert dogs. It is amazing what these dogs do.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I think it is safe to say that Vicky Santo, the widow of Ron Santo, is now a friend. And I am so thrilled to tell you that the Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation is not only up and running, and they have been for several years, but they're really walking the walk. They're providing dogs that change lives. In fact, I dare to say, Vicky, save lives. Do you think that's the case?
It's absolutely the case. Absolutely the case.
So tell me what these dogs do.
Well, the alert dogs smell the chemical change of a diabetic when their sugars are changing, either going high or low. And when they get that scent, they alert to the diabetic that their sugars are changing. And what that does is it allows the diabetics to keep their, check their sugars, and if they need more insulin, they take their insulin. If they're low and they need to raise their sugars, they can take care of that. And by doing that and keeping that those sugars within a normal range, it lowers all the consequences of diabetes. If people have high sugars and they don't take care of it, it's down the line that your body tells you, you know, these are your consequences.
It's kind of cumulative over years.
Absolutely.
If you don't pay attention. But also, it can be life-saving because a part of... So you provide dogs to anyone, but primarily kids. And some of these kids are not really kids anymore. They're in their teens, and the dog goes to school with them. That provides a huge amount of comfort for their parents and also some independence for them.
Absolutely.
But also very young children. And at 2 or 4 in the morning, mom and dad don't have to worry if there's a dog by their side.
That's so true. That's so true. And I have to tell you a fun story about one boy that we has a dog, and he was in Seattle, and they moved to Idaho. So we have dogs in 7 different states. But when he moved to Idaho, he's a senior in high school, and he's sitting with his buddies, and he... You know, his dog is by his side, but he was trying not to, you know, he didn't want to go, oh, I'm diabetic, and that's why my dog. So he's just being cool, you know, sitting with his friends and chatting, and the dog starts to alert. And he decides he's going to ignore her because he's chatting with his new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog alerts again. He ignores her again. She jumps up on him, knocks him off his chair that he's sitting on, and stood over him. And so there's no denying it. You once they alert, you better take care of it or they're going to keep at you until you do.
I think you were telling me that one of the dogs in training, so the dogs, of course, have to be, like all service dogs, socialized to other environments. So not only do they have to be able to alert to diabetic spikes and those drops in sugar as well, but also be comfortable of going to the movies and out to restaurants.
Absolutely.
And in very social situations. And you were telling me that the trainer said that one of the dogs being trained even alerted to someone in church that was,
yep,
like 3 pews up?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, now she's trying, you know, she has to manage the dog because he's sitting next to her. So she kind of turns around and she goes, is anybody diabetic here? And this guy raises his hand. She goes, you better take care of it. My dog's letting you know.
Wow.
You're high or you're low.
Yeah. Are you even amazed at what these... So when you went into it, you knew these dogs could do something. But after 4 years or so of this, are you even amazed at what the dogs can do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One young girl, she's only 7. She's in a swim class, and so they're in a inside pool where the chlorine smell is very, you know, very strong.
Sure.
And the dog's sitting on the side with her, and she's swimming, and the dog is alerting. And the mom trusts this dog so much, she just said to her daughter, come out. And she gave her juice, and she went back in to finish her 15 more minutes of swimming. And when they came out at the end of 15 minutes, they tested her, and her sugars were like at 70. Had she not given her the juice 15 minutes earlier, she would have been, you know, at 40.
Hmm.
So and through the chemical smells of the pool, this dog is alerting. It's just amazing.
It is. And Vicky Santo, thank you for doing all that you do, but you wouldn't be able to do it without support. Where can people learn more?
Well, if they go to the Ron Santo Foundation, .com, you'll be at our website, and you can learn a little bit more and see what the eligibility requirements are, and there's applications that they can fill out if they need a dog, and also you can donate through the foundation or through that website.
All right, give me the website one more time.
RonSantoFoundation.com.
All right, thank you, Vicky Santo. Phone number is 866-554-PETS, and your phone calls are next.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS. We say hello. Hello to Louise in California. Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm worried about the animals out here. I'm in California. And
well, I'm worried about California in general, but that's a whole other story. So what's going on? Yeah. Why are you worried?
There's a dog park right near here, and I'm involved in dogs and all kind of things. So I go there a lot, and then they have these local farmer markets and that, and they're pushing the wanting to sell this homemade cookies and treats with the CBD oil, CBD oil in it.
Uh-huh, that's a relative of hemp, I believe.
Right.
Otherwise, by some called marijuana, right?
Yeah, Well, I've done some research, and apparently it's safer than marijuana.
Yes, so I understand. I'm no expert on marijuana, but I believe that is absolutely the case. So here's the thing. First of all, never buy any pet product if you don't know who's making the pet product. So having nothing to do with hemp or a relative of hemp, just in general, if you don't know who's baking the dog cookies, don't buy them. I mean, really, that's the because there are some strange people out there who sell things that are actually bad for dogs on purpose. So worse than that, in certain places periodically around the country, I hear about this maybe just happily only once or twice a year, but if it happens to your pet, it's too often, where a dog scarfs up a piece of hot dog or chicken found at the dog park or in a park, and it's left there by someone on purpose, and it's tainted with poison, you know? So never give, ever give your pet something and you don't know what it is. Now, grander issue, we've had experts on the show. I'm not one of them, but we've had experts on the show who say this, that, first of all, what you said is true. I mean, we're not talking literally marijuana. So I mentioned marijuana so people understand the class that we're talking about. And it's not considered a drug. And it is, in fact, legal in many states to offer pets this. But what are we offering pets? We don't know. And we don't know the effects. So potentially, same for people, you know, it's pain relief and anti-anxiety relief. And for dogs suffering cancer or cats who might be even thinking outside the litter box because of anxiety specifically, maybe these products can help. And some work is now first being done to investigate this, but we don't know, and we also don't know dosages. So absolutely, if you get a product like this, only do it through your veterinarian. And if people are just selling this stuff, if they're like drug pushers at the dog park, that's weird. And I really think that that's not the right place to purchase these products. So these people are just appearing at a dog park saying, here are cookies for $9.99.
Yeah, and on the Facebook and all over the place now. It's
really?
Horrible. Oh, and they say to use the shampoo even. There's shampoo with CBD oil. There's all kind of other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. First of all, I'm no toxicologist or pharmacologist, so I'm not sure that all the shampoo is particularly a good idea.
Stay away from all this stuff.
You're welcome, but for sure stay away from the shampoo because I'm not even sure how that would work. Again, not my expertise, but I don't believe that would even work. Secondly, again, any product where you don't know the person selling the product to you and it's not a legitimate company, and in the case of what we're talking about, specifically approved by your veterinarian, I would stay away from it.
All right, wonderful.
And
can
I
phone you and have you go all over California and tell all these people that?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So I may do a blog post on it now. And incidentally, you could follow my blog post on my Facebook fan page, and that's facebook.com, Steve Dale, Pet World. You gave me a very good idea about something to write about, because if it's happening where you are, it's probably happening elsewhere too. And if it's happening on Facebook, that's a huge concern. I mean, people should not be buying products that have impact of a pharmaceutical, even if it isn't specifically a pharmaceutical, if it has the same impact and potentially can be dangerous, because again, we don't know dosages about all this stuff. I am for it. I love the idea of it, but it needs further investigation. I think that veterinarians can begin supporting this notion, but it's a case-by-case basis, and the veterinarian needs to be involved. Also, in general, for reasons I mentioned, I'm always concerned, always, about buying products from companies, from non-companies, from
from individuals and you don't know their background or their motivation. Their motivation may be right, but do they have quality control, even if it is right? So I wouldn't buy something like that. It's not just a dog biscuit. I wouldn't buy something like that from an individual, but rather from a company that's going to be responsible for their product.
Yeah, especially themselves, if they're using the marijuana. They may not be thinking clearly or whatever,
I suppose.
Anyway, like you say, they have maybe ulterior motives. And then if we have time, also, I'm on other places, and I see people giving straight-up marijuana to their dogs. And one was on Twitter. I reported him.
Good, because that's...
They're saying that it's okay for the arthritis, and I... straight up the marijuana. And, of course, that's wrong, correct?
Yes, it is wrong, and you are correct. We don't know. Same thing. So the products that mentioned, the products that you mentioned first, we believe they are absolutely, in general, safer than marijuana, but we don't know dosage, and we don't know exactly safe for what, under what circumstances. Giving straight marijuana to pets can actually be very dangerous.
Right.
But again, may be beneficial. We just don't know.
And it's still a foreign substance we're introducing. It's not natural. They don't go running around dogs eating that in nature.
I don't believe so.
No.
They would be very happy and hungry dogs, but I don't believe so.
Marijuana apparently isn't even native to America. It was brought in.
From where?
My understanding is, I could be wrong, my understanding is, I could be wrong, but came in via Spain or something, via Mexico, when they did the conquest, came in from Spain into Mexico, and then made its way up to here. And the Indians, I've studied locally, I'm a docent for the local Indians here, the mission and all that, and they never used the marijuana. That's just Hollywood hype.
Huh.
They put in the pipes to smoke. Is a local was a local plant. Sometimes it was just whatever. It wasn't. They've never used marijuana in America. It's not here. It never was.
Well, I don't have knowledge of that, but I'll trust your knowledge. So I know something was.
I don't think dogs would eat that.
Something was in those peace pipes, and I think that maybe leaders of countries ought to smoke some of that now. Anyway, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, and Steve, thank you. A quick, I'm sincere. Thank you for what you're doing. We love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
And I think the point there is a good one. The point is that the grander points, never buy anything for your pets if you don't know exactly where it's coming from. So if your neighbor makes cookies for your dog and you know your neighbor, fine. But if your neighbor is putting a pharmaceutical in there for your dog, not so fine. And if it's not your neighbor, if it's from a source you don't know, then I don't know. I'd have second thoughts about it. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. You can see what we do as well. We have a YouTube page. Simply go to YouTube.com, type in my name, and you will see how many videos? Dozens. No. We do far better. Hundreds. Yeah, literally that many videos. All sorts of pet-related videos, including one recent video starring our producer's daughter, about how to train dogs or train the person doing the video, which would be me. All of that on our YouTube page. Just type in my name, Steve Dale. Each and every week you can reach us, and I hope you do, by phone, 866-554-PETS, but also email steve@petworldradio.net.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about how to feed dogs as they get older. I mean, really, do we need to change to those senior diets? At what point do you do it? And are there other tips nutritionally that can be offered, especially as the dogs get very, very old? And we will talk with veterinary nutritionist Dr. Lisa Freeman.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my cat pees and does it in places other than her litter box. She pees on the laundry, especially, and this has been going on now for several years, and my patience is wearing thin. She does this whenever I'm home or whenever I'm not home. It doesn't seem to matter. It's from Samantha. Well, in fact, the number one most common asked question I get is cats thinking outside the litter box. Now, this isn't a new behavior, but still it's possible that your cat has sort of on and off medical issues that prompt the inappropriate piddling. So first, discuss the problem with your veterinarian. There's something called feline interstitial cystitis or lower urinary idiopathic. Lower urinary tract disease, or Pandora syndrome, all one and the same. And it's an explanation sometimes for why cats think outside the litter box. It's a painful condition, and the cats, and sometimes it waxes and wanes. It comes and goes. So when a cat pees inside the box and it hurts, cats sometimes associate that ouch with the litter box and therefore say, oh, I'm not going to use this litter box. And they don't. So that's a possibility, but it's something your veterinarian needs to discuss with you. If that's the case, the number one answer isn't a drug, it's enriching the environment. That's right, providing more vertical space for your cat or cats, providing places to watch what's going on outside, rotating toys, bringing in new toys all the time. There are all kinds of pieces that I've written on my website, stevedale.tv, about enriching the environment, and videos that you can see as well about how to do that. Of course, knowing how many cats there are and how many litter boxes there are, that would be helpful, and I don't know that from your question. Ideally, you should have at least one box more than the number of cats. So if you have, and I don't know how many cats you have, but if you have two cats, that's three boxes, for example. The location of the boxes, that also matters. The boxes shouldn't all be cramped together in the same room. By putting three boxes in one room, if you have two cats, it's the right number of boxes. However, putting them all in one room, that's like having one giant box. They need to be spread out throughout the house. The relationship between the cats is really important. Sometimes, however, the easiest fix of all is keeping all litter boxes as clean as possible and removing the covers, if they do have covers, on top of the box. And again, there's no way that I could determine that one way or the other by reading your question, but I hope I gave you some ideas to start. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, not chickens or turtles, but Dr. Elizabeth Colleran is here to talk about what she knows best, that's pet cats.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-55-4-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
What is term life insurance?
It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Elizabeth Colloran is, in my opinion, a queen of cats. And also cat-friendly practices, which we've talked about that I want you to explain. But these can't happen without cats. And they can't happen then, therefore, without people who live with cats. And that is the part that I really want to focus on. But first, what are cat-friendly practices?
Cat-friendly practices are veterinary establishments that have decided to change the experience that cats and their owners have in the veterinary setting. So they work on things like handling, how to make it easier on the cats, how to create an environment that's quieter, how to make it so there's not so much stress in their lives.
But all of this, I think, begins with the cat owner.
It absolutely does. And so cat owners have to know that it doesn't have to be like they've experienced before. So they have to be to realize that going to the veterinarian is an important part of wellness care for their cat and for the quality of life of their cat. And once they recognize that it's not going to be a horrible experience, we're hoping we'll see more of them.
Well, and that's to the benefit of the cat, because you are an amazing veterinarian. How do you help cats you can't see?
Exactly. And so we've just launched, as part of Cat Friendly Practice, we've just launched a client-facing website called catfriendly.com. And that, we're hoping, will be the site for real good educational information that clients can get. Everybody Googles. If you go to catfriendly.com, you can be assured of the fact that the information on that website is created by feline veterinarians.
And what kind of information are we talking about?
Oh, how cats think, how they behave, how to understand their behavior in the home. There's toys, there's puzzles, there's all kinds of fun things on the website. How to feed your cat will be coming soon. We have all kinds of information about what cats need, how you create an enriched, wonderful life for your cat in your house. Those are the things that we talk about.
For about half the people in America, we get our cats because our cats come to us. But for the percent of people that get their cat as a kitten, for those folks, I think the best thing you can do is go to see the veterinarian, not for an exam, just at first, so the kitten just kind of walks around, is there. Make it a fun, positive experience.
We can do that, and we do it all the time. In fact, it's wonderful to do it with kittens. It's a little harder to do it with adults because they've already made up their mind. So you can, when they're malleable and they're just getting to the point where they're really bonding to humans, it's a perfect time to get them used to the idea of not just going to the veterinarian, but traveling, getting used to going in the car and being in the carrier.
How important is that?
Oh, it's tremendous, because arousal is cumulative in cats. You start at level one and you go to level, you know, DEFCON 5, you know, in a fairly short period of time, and it's all cumulative. So if you're trying to get your cat to the veterinarian and you have to chase them around the house to get them in the carrier, that's a level of arousal that you could get away with eliminating if the carrier wasn't so terrifying.
It can be done, and it can be done really easily with a kitten, can't it?
Very easily with a kitten, and even with an adult cat, if you do a few steps, you can get to the point where that cat is napping in his carrier instead of treating it like some alien from outer space.
Getting appropriate blood work, getting an exam by a veterinarian saves lives. I mean, it just truly does, and that's why it's so important to me that cats that are not statistically seeing the veterinarian, because their people think, well, my cat's okay. My cat doesn't look sick.
And they don't really know what sick looks like. We know that from a lot of data that we have. The other really important things are real wellness care. For example, 1 in 3 cats is overweight or obese. If I can get these to these folks before their cat gets fat, I can make sure that cat has a much longer, healthier life.
It's hard to tell that slowly my cat is gaining weight. We don't have scales at home. We don't know. And then suddenly you have an overweight or obese cat. It doesn't have to get to that point.
If you have them seen routinely by a veterinarian who doesn't interact with them every day, it's easy to miss a few ounces as they accumulate. But if I see a cat every 6 months, I can tell there's a difference because I am going to put them on the scale and I am going to muscle condition and body condition score them every time I see them.
Okay, here's the most important thing.
Okay.
Where can people learn more?
Catfriendly.com.
Easy enough to remember, catfriendly.com, the American Association of Feline Practitioners, and I am so grateful for it and for the work you do. As a result of that, I know lives have been saved.
Thanks, Steve.
Next week on the show, nutrition for dogs as they get older and older.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey,
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
BizTalk Radio.